RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
You know, you think about getting healthier, and that road to the healthier lifestyle is sometimes challenging. You know, you think you're going to eat really clean and do really well, and then you fall off the wagon again. But there are ways to follow simple steps to get yourself healthier. And my guest today is Mia Russo-Stern. She's a health coach and founder of Organically Thin, a wellness company. Welcome to the show, Mia. So tell us a little bit about better wellness and why it doesn't have to be quite so difficult, some simple steps we can follow.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. So basically, really the most important thing that people can do is to try and avoid processed foods. Hands down, that would be like the very greatest first thing that you can do, and try your best to just bring in vegetables in abundance, because vegetables are really our healers. So One great way to start out the day is when you wake up in the morning, your body is a little dehydrated from sleep. So one great thing to do before you run for the coffee is to go ahead and have, even if it's just a half a glass of water with a squeeze of lemon, that would be great. And if you're feeling adventurous and you want to up that a little bit, you can add some apple cider vinegar and start your day, rehydrate those cells so that you're not just running for the coffee and you're sort of just waking up your liver, getting your digestion going. And, I mean, it's just a really invigorating way to start the day. And then you can go ahead and have your coffee.
What a great idea to have a little lemon water right when you wake up, add a little vinegar in there and kind of get your body going before you start loading it up with the caffeinated beverages or coffee or tea or whatever. So, you know, we hear a lot about going green. And what does that mean to you, Mia?
Well, So I have always eaten my vegetables. I am actually a breast cancer survivor. I was diagnosed about a year and a half ago, and I'm feeling fantastic. But after this diagnosis, I just kind of went crazy with the vegetables. I did a ton of research and reading and went back to school. And basically what I discovered is that we can really play a role in our own wellness, and understanding what these vegetables can do and the properties that they have, the phytonutrients, really empowered me. So I'm constantly thinking of new ways and new recipes and what can I do with these great vegetables. So one great tip is when you wake up after you had your lemon elixir, you can go ahead and, you know, make a smoothie. You could put 2 cups of kale in there, and right there you've had like a nice green drink with maybe some pineapple, some coconut water, some hemp seeds for protein, and already you've had a huge amount of phytonutrients right, you know, first thing in the morning.
So adding all those things into a juice is a wonderful, wonderful idea. However, I must say, and I'm an exercise physiologist, and nutrition is part of my profession, but those green drinks, I can't get my kids to drink them. And my kids, Mia, eat everything. There's nothing they don't eat, but I make them a green smoothie. I stick some green stuff in there. And while they love the kale, they'll eat it, a whole head of it, cooked or sauteed, or you know, kale chips that I make.
Yeah.
They will not eat it in a smoothie. What can we do to make those taste a little bit?
Yes. Okay. So I need you to do me a favor. I want you to go to my website. It's organicallythin.com. There's a link to videos there, or you can also search me on YouTube. There's a video that I made for the most insane, delicious smoothie. Okay, it's a mint chocolate chip smoothie. I want you to watch the video and make it for your kids. And if there's any way you could get back in touch with me and let me know how they like it, because I promise you this smoothie tastes like ice cream. It's absolutely
I'm
delicious.
Doing it. I'm absolutely doing it. So organicallythin.com.
Yes.
The
look
mint
for the
chocolate
videos.
Chip smoothie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, mint chocolate chip smoothie. And then if they want to have the juices, you can just add a little bit of greens, and you could do like something simple like cucumber. You could do cucumber and an apple and some mint, and that's really refreshing and kind of sweet, and they probably would like something maybe more simple like that. You could try that.
I mean, and I do so many things with almond milk and fruits, and I do add vegetables, and they love my gazpacho, where I put in everything but the kitchen sink
the
I throw in. It's just those green drinks. But anyway, moving on, sprouts is listed on our 5 simple steps.
Yes, sprouts are
amazing.
Tell
me about sprouts.
Yes, okay, well, a sprout is basically, to me, in my mind, I feel like they're like little plant stem cells. They're these tiny little seeds that are packed with all of the nutrition that they need to sprout into a full-grown plant. So when you sprout it, and after maybe about 5 or 6 days, and it's grown into this little baby sprout, it is so dense with nutrition that it could sometimes, some of these sprouts can be 40 times greater than the actual full-grown counterpart. So if you don't want to eat, you know, 3 cups of kale or 2 cups of kale at lunchtime, you can make a smaller salad, load it with some sprouts on top, or even a sandwich. They're great on a sandwich. You can juice them. You could throw them in your smoothie. It's just that they're so intensely packed with nutrition that they're like these little magical sprouts. And you can sprout them yourself, even at home, if you don't want to, you know, go to Whole Foods that has a really nice array of different.
Well, they do. And is there a concern, because this is something that, and I love alfalfa sprouts and
yes,
mung sprouts, and I love them all. But do we worry a little bit about more about things like botulism or salmonella when you're eating sprouts? Because they took alfalfa sprouts off the market,
yes,
for a while.
Yes. Well, you know, I would that's a great, great question. And before I really answer it, I would almost want to look into it. I would say for anybody who's pregnant to maybe stay away from the sprouts. These little microgreens and sprouts are a little bit different than the alfalfa sprouts, which could have more botulism. The microgreens are a little bit almost between like the actual plants and a sprout. But I would definitely, you know, maybe stay away if you're pregnant.
And that's really actually good advice. So if you do have questions about that stuff, and you can talk to your local produce, you know, departments and ask them, what about sea veggies? Would that be like sushi and our
sure,
weeds and that sort of thing? Tell us.
Absolutely, yeah. Sea veggies are great. David Wolf, actually, he talks about how people are like these upright columns of seawater. And we need to always kind of get back to that essence of the ocean. And sea vegetables are a great way to do that. They're delicious. And I have a very picky 9-year-old who is obsessed with these little nori chips. They're called sea snacks. And they're crunchy and salty, and you can eat an entire pack by yourself. They're great for thyroid. They are rich in trace minerals. So it's just a great way to get those minerals, those great minerals into your body. And they're delicious. You could make soups and, you know, do all kinds of delicious things with them.
So we talked about morning hydration, going green, sprouts, sea veggies. Now, what about the fermented products? And they mentioned raw sauerkraut. I love tempeh and miso and
yeah,
kimchi. What are the advantages of raw sauerkraut and these fermented products?
Well, especially the sauerkraut, because cabbage is one of those magical vegetables, especially being, you know, a cancer survivor. They have these incredible compounds in them, these sulfur compounds, that when you break the cell wall of any of these crucifers, you know, cabbage, kale, you release the sulfur compound that actually studies have said, and everything is my opinion, but it's based on, you know, studies that I've read on PubMed, that they can actually go through your body and arrest these cancer cells. So cabbage is fantastic. Now, when you ferment it and you've created all of these great bacteria and probiotics, you have now built a much larger army of cancer fighters. So, you know, the benefits of eating these, you know, cabbages are intensified when you go ahead and ferment them. So you're populating your gut with all kinds of good bacteria and probiotics. So, you know, it makes you feel better. You know, all of this, you know, makes me feel better. That's how I can attest to it. And I've helped so many people to.
And that's such a great,
yeah,
it's such a great field. And we're just out of time now,
okay,
but just your website again is organicallythin.com. And you can learn about these simple steps to better health, or you can go and get that mint chip smoothie recipe, which I'm going to do so I could try it with my kids. And I'm going to let Mia Stern know if it worked for my kids. So if it works for mine, I bet it will for yours too. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD, and tell your friends about us too. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.